The platform the drill will be mounted on looks like a high-tech hook and ladder from a futuristic fire engine. Engineer Bill Mason pushes buttons to raise and lower it for the benefit of news reporters gathered in the huge garage where the drill is being prepared for its trip to the South Pole. He points to beveled teeth at the mouth of the drill that will cut through the ice sheet to collect the cores.
This is A2 tool steel, heat treated to a Rockwell hardness of 55. These are semi-sharp now. When they're fully honed, you should be able to shave with them. Shave your beard, if you're good.
Mason says the biggest challenge in building the drill was making it uniformly straight so it would bring back ice cores intact from thousands of feet below the surface for the glaciologists to analyze.
You know, it's one continuous piece. Fluid evaporates wonderful on it. It's just a gorgeous piece. Very important to them that we don't shatter the core on the way up. Anytime we have a crack, our drilling fluid gets in there and can foul up their measurements.
This drill is more advanced than others in that it will allow scientists to measure annual layers of ice and track ancient warming and cooling trends more precisely than previous drills that measured climate change by the century. Kendrick Taylor of the University of Nevada will be analyzing the ice cores. He says the goal is sort of a reverse weather forecast.
By studying how the climate changed in the past, we're in a better position to be able to predict how it's going to change in the future.
Taylor says one thing he'll be looking for is how the levels of CO2 in the ice correlate with ancient warming and cooling trends.
Now, right now, we're increasing CO2 at a much, much higher level and faster rate than it has ever happened before in the last 650,000 years. So the work that we do here is sort of a small experiment compared to the large experiment that humans are doing right now.
The hope is that data from a time before humans began affecting the climate will help policymakers make decisions about the need to regulate greenhouse gas emissions to control global warming in the future. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.